Welcome back to our 2025 preview show. Mason Nealon here, joined by the Glidden Ralston head girls basketball coach, Eric Yelly. Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Thanks for having me.
So we had a little chat kind of before we got on the interview here. I mean, your first year at Glidden, but not your first year coaching girls basketball. Can you give us a little insight to kind of your coaching career when it comes to girls basketball?
Well, prior to becoming an administrator, I mean, I've always coached. I mean, there are probably 2 years I didn't coach something, but girls basketball, I coached, started my career at Logan Magnolia. My first year there was, I was a freshman boys coach. And then year two and three, I was the head girls basketball coach. From there, I went to Underwood and I was there from about 2000 to 2007 or eight. I think I gave up basketball, but continued to coach track. And then I was the cross country coach there for 20 years as well. So up until about 3 years ago when I became an administrator, I've always had a head coaching job in some way, shape, or form, and always had a passion for basketball and spent a lot of time at it when I was younger. So the opportunity came up that this job was open. My kids are getting a little bit older, and so applied for the job and took the opportunity.
And for you as well, I know you said that this is your second year at Glidden there. Have you been able to kind of bond with some of the girls or be able to kind of learn who they are and kind of what their strengths are on the court?
Oh yeah. And I mean, I think, you know, last year I was the PK-12 principal. Now I'm just PK-8. So, I mean, I've known them in that setting and talked to these kids quite a bit. The kids played, a lot of the kids anyway, played the summer together in a league over in Carroll and was able to coach them there. And then they played in the fall. I was unable to coach them, but I did watch them a couple times there. And so, yeah, we've had a good start to the season here. We've got, one, two, three practices under our belt now, and things are off and running.
And in those three practices so far, what are kind of the things that you're noticing with these girls and what are you feeling like they're doing well so far?
Well, I think going back to summer and then these three practices, I mean, we have, I guess a mix of age levels on this team that'll be playing together. You know, we have some returners, some seniors, couple of juniors, just a couple of sophomores, and then we've got some good freshmen coming into the mix. And so they've done a good job of even the summer of playing together. We didn't put in a lot of new stuff over the summer. So now is when, you know, we're kind of putting in our systems and there's a lot of learning there and it's new to them. And I've been out of it for a bit too, but, you know, the kids are receptive and working hard. And, I think we, you know, all want success here, and so things are coming together well.
When you talk about having kind of that group of freshmen coming up, but you also have some juniors and seniors there, are you looking to see if those juniors and seniors can kind of be the leaders of this team to be able to kind of push the freshmen and sophomores in the right way?
Well, I think it's important to have good leadership at the upper grades, and sometimes that can come from the younger grades as well, you know. So I'm not, you know, we really, what we need is them all to treat each other as equals and work together in this thing. I mean, I've coached when I was at Underwood my first year there. We had outstanding freshmen and they came in with some upperclassmen who had been there. And so I've kind of been through this before. You know, you just want to try to avoid friction and make sure that everybody accepts everyone and is willing to work together for a common goal. And I think so far that's been going well.
So last year when the girls had played there, did you get a chance to kind of see how they played on the court during some of the regular season or maybe some of the postseason games as well?
You know, I watched last year. I didn't really anticipate that I was going to do this year, so I didn't, like, critically watch the games, to be honest with you. I was usually supervising a student section and helping out with duties around the school. So I did watch, did see them play. I saw the junior high play a little bit as well. Again, I wasn't like watching, you know, to see who was going to do what the next year. So it's a little different, but yeah, I did watch and see some things. And of course we've got film on Huddle from last year. I've watched a little bit of that. Haven't got back into a lot yet, but, mainly just to watch what other teams are doing, because, you know, when I watched us play other teams last year, I wasn't scouting the other teams and trying to figure out, you know, what we'd be doing the following year, because I didn't really anticipate that I'd be doing this. So, you know, there's some learning there for me, with our kids, with other schools, and all of the above, and some research that still has to be done and is being done.
And when you look at kind of specifically who are going to be the girls that are returning for you guys this year that you feel like are going to make a big impact?
Some that were kind of the impact players last year. We've got Cassidy Wink, who's a senior, who is a good ball player, good all-around athlete, as well as Allie Snyder, kind of same thing. Olivia Squibb, a sophomore this year. She was a big part of the team last year as a freshman. Brianne Hartwigson is back as a senior as well. Kate Bergmeyer will be a junior this year. Got some minutes last year at the varsity level. And then, we've got some others back as well. And we add the freshmen. And we should be pretty effective, I think.
For you guys as well, I know some coaches and players like to set some goals and look ahead into the season here. Have you guys kind of talked that over, what your guys' goals are for the season?
Our goal is going to be to win every game. I mean, we know that, that doesn't always happen. I mean, we're going to take it one at a time, but we'll get more into that as we get going. I think from my perspective, what I see now, I mean, I know that we'll be a lot better team mid-season probably than we are at the beginning of the season because of all the learning going on. So we'll take that with a grain of salt, but we just want the kids to have an expectation of success, because, they did lose quite a few games last year. We've got a completely different makeup this year. Some of the same people are out, but then we've got some new ones to add in that are going to be very good. So we're excited about what we have. We'll get up and down the floor and see where that brings us. But we'll have to adjust our goals as we go. Right now, we're just trying to get game ready. We have a scrimmage this weekend in Atlantic. We've got a Chiefs scrimmage next Friday with Southeast Valley. And then, December 1st, we open up with Newell Fonda, which is a treat, since they were in the finals last year. So we'll find out early where we're at and what we can improve on.
And with those two scrimmages coming up here, what are you hoping that the girls are going to take away from those to be able to build on?
I think, like I said, right now we're putting a lot of new system things in. I mean, new offenses, new defenses, out of bounds play. So right now I'm just excited to be able to put those against somebody else, run them, see what we're learning. But you want the kids to mesh together too, or at least the kids that are, going to play most of the time together at the varsity level right now and see how some of those different lineups work out. But overall, it's right now just putting some of the learning, into we've done the practice. Now we put it into kind of the test or the quiz here, to see what we look like on the court.
Well, Coach, it's been a pleasure talking to you here today, and we wish you guys the best of luck coming up with the season.
All right. Thank you very much.
That was Glidden Ralston, head coach Eric Yelley, joining us on our preview show here, upcoming basketball season in just a little bit.